True inspiration comes when I live in the real spirit, when I am filled with the spirit of peace, of love, of the divine. It's similar to enthusiasm, which is derived from the ancient word meaning filled with the spirit of God. It is the natural state of the soul to be in that state of aliveness. The opposite of inspiration is inertia. I may be busy with activities and projects, but if my soul is filled with the spirit of only physical things, of situations, of things that people have said, of thoughts about the future, the body, the past, if my mind is only filled with those things, then no matter how busy I am, the soul will still feel stuck, caged by the world of form around me. To move from a state of inertia to inspiration, I only have to learn the very simple practice of taking my mind to the edge of the world, of letting go of stories and dramas, even if only for a few moments, just to be in the spirit. The true spirit has no story, no drama. It is simply pure vibration. So for the next few moments, just think of the quality of peace and allow that quality to completely fill your being. Feel yourself far from the world, going deeper and deeper into a state of sacred stillness. And just allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be simply peace. No need for any other identity or story. It is simply enough just to exist in that pure vibration of sacred stillness. Taking just this moment to empty the contents of the world out of your mind so that you can come home to the eternal you. If I want to live in inspiration, I have to know the art of letting go of the world in moments and in minutes, as much as possible. Even if I'm in the world, I can learn to take my mind to the edge of the world, where there is only stillness, where there is only peace. When I learn to do this, inspiration returns because two very special gifts come from this practice. One is that I begin to feel a sense of connection with others, with the divine, with the natural world, and that alone fills me with inspiration to live, to thrive. And the other great gift that comes is as I quiet my mind of all the things of the world, I open myself to receiving the ocean of pure energy that is always flowing towards me. I open myself to receiving the ocean of pure energy that is continually flowing through the universe. With this simple practice of learning to go beyond situations and scenes and drama and just be in the pure vibration of the quality of peace or love or joy, I can renew my life and move from a place of inertia to a place of inspiration.